White, W.C. White, Mary. Boylston, Massachusetts, August 26, 1880. Dear children, we are upon the campground, a new ground. It is a very pleasant ground. We meet here old and tried friends, and we hope with them to have a heavenly sitting together in Christ Jesus. We want here to have faith and hope and trust, and expect we shall see the salvation of God. There are 50 tents already standing. Some are large family tents, holding quite a number of families. Then, besides, there is the pavilion tent. We want the captain of the Lord's host to come into our midst and to give commands as he sees fit. We will obey. We see the need of more fully trusting in God and having living faith in his promises. We had at the Eastern meeting Mr. Gross and his wife. They listened with great interest. We hope it may do them good. Edson and Emma White met us at this meeting. We left the meeting Monday, for we came on the ground Wednesday and worked till close of meeting Sunday night. The meeting held till Tuesday morning. Elder G.I. Butler remained till the close of meeting. I was so worn I did not want to stay another day. We rode into Portland, called on brethren Lobdell and Morton, and rode to Cape Elizabeth. Saw the fort and earthworks, barracks and soldiers. This change did me good. Tuesday morning took cars for Gorham and had a visit with Aunt Lizzie Bangs. She is very crippled. Her treatment did her no good, as we can see. She is a sufferer. We went up, she with us, 5 miles, to visit Edith at Mr. Morton's. Edith married a Morton. We made a short visit and returned. Picked berries in the pasture. There is a great abundance of fruit, small and large. We came on the grounds yesterday. We ride down to Worcester this morning to get some things we need. We hope Willie is improving. Write often, for we feel considerable anxiety about the boy. We hope, Mary and Willie, White, you will take time to ride out and rest. It will not pay to apply yourselves so closely that you will fail when your help is the most needed. Dear children, we have a mighty helper in our Redeemer. Let us trust him. Let us venture all in his hands. The greatest sin of Israel was their unbelief. This is a crime of great magnitude. When Jesus has done so much for us, not withholding his own life, why may we not trust him fully? Why not cast all our care upon him in the place of carrying these heavy loads ourselves? We glorify God when we exercise faith in his promises. Let us venture to walk the narrow plank of faith, and let us pray much. I have my trials, but I will not gratify Satan by repeating them, or losing my courage because they exist. You are in a hard and trying field, and I hope and pray that light and power may be given you from above. It will, my dear children. It will come. Just believe, my children. Just wait and watch and pray. Jesus loves you and intercedes for you and will give you of his grace as you shall need. Only wait and watch and work and pray. I have but little time to scribble a few lines. I will write more fully when I can write understandingly. I have been very free in the Lord, and especially blessed in bearing my testimony. I have great clearness, although I have suffered ever since I have been here, with cold and with exhaustion. But the Lord is good. I have no complaints to make. I love Jesus. I delight to do his will, and I feel more need daily of prayer and exercising implicit faith in the promises of God. We want more simple faith, more humble trust. Write often. In much love, Mother.